Hey there, welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We got a good episode for you tonight. We find out why Rochelle wants to punch people in the face, why Eric is annoyed by loud noises, and the usual array of Craigslist, Eurovision, and weird stories. All that and more. This is Tip Tap Tip.
Party on!
Yeah.
Is that better?
How's it going, Rochelle? How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. It feels weird to be recording in Studio A. It seems like the last few episodes we've been recording in Studio
B. It is so much better.
I know. It's like, I like it. This is what it's like to record in front of an actual studio. Studio A being, of course, the proper Tip Tap Tip studio. The microphones, the mixing board, etc. The whole bit that we built all those many years ago. Studio B being, of course, our kitchen table auxiliary studio, which
it's good. It works when needed.
Yep. So nothing wrong with that. We got a great show, like I mentioned, but I guess the question on everybody's mind who's listened up to this point, why does Rochelle want to punch everybody in the face?
I don't. I never said that I did.
Okay. Well, let me back up.
You're making it up.
Let me give some context as to what's going on. A couple weeks ago, Rochelle went with Fleece, who's actually...
A couple days ago.
Where has my life gone?
Down the shitter, Eric.
Apparently.
It's down. It's gone down after eating that poutine, all that poutine. It's
another story.
Turned your brain to mush.
Apparently. But you went last week? Was it last week? I don't know.
It might be last Saturday.
Okay. Yeah.
A week ago. Yes. Okay. So I went to a boxing match. It was very interesting. I do not want to punch people in the face.
Okay.
I didn't feel that way after watching the boxing match. If anything, I don't know. It kind of made me want to jump around and dance like a boxer and fake punch.
Well, let's just back up a second.
I don't know if I could actually punch someone in the face.
Let's back up a second and give this a bit of context. You went with Felice, who's appeared on this show a couple times.
Yeah.
Subbing for Rochelle when Rochelle was post-child last time. Our friend Felice, super into boxing. Really, really into it. That's rad. We enjoy it. And consequently, she's super into also watching people box. So she calls up Rochelle and says, "Hey, Rochelle, want to go?"
Why are you telling my story?
Okay, how about you tell
your story? I don't understand. You're just like going to narrate my life and I'll just sit here and be like, yeah, Eric knows everything about everything. He's amazing. You can read my mind. Why am I even here?
That's basically true, right?
Why don't you just talk in my voice and just do the whole show?
So then I wanted to punch people in the face.
And then I came home and my husband was like, how was the boxing match? And I said, pow!
And you punched me in the face. Yeah. It's that good.
Yeah.
So you sent me a picture and you sent me a video of some kids boxing. Is that a thing?
That's a thing. These kids, I mean, they were 11. They weren't super young, but yeah.
They can't buy beer and smokes, but.
But this one little boy was just ripped for his age. Like he had visible muscles, which I don't think is normal to see that on a child so young.
No.
Like 11-year-old to have visible muscles. So he won. The other guy was fast and he was taller, so he had more arm reach. So I can see how people can get into boxing. Yeah. I think that there's some kind of a strategy behind it, but there were certain boxing matches where I was just like, yeah, I'm not into this. This one's not working for me.
How many boxing matches did you watch?
There were 11.
You watched 11 matches?
Yeah. I was there for a couple hours, but you know, every match was, I think that for the first bit, for the first 10, it was three rounds at 2 minutes each. So they're pretty short. It goes pretty quick. And then the last one was two full, like, adult males.
Just beating the snot out of each other.
boxing each other, and they were, I think their rounds were a minute and a half. The match was over pretty quick. And there was only really like one person that got a bloody nose and one person got a cracked bloody lip.
Yeah.
And then when that happened, they just stopped it. They just stopped the match. They just called it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because they can say, okay, enough is enough. We don't need anyone dying in this ring.
But the one thing I thought about, you know, like, yeah, you know, people who want to box are like, yeah, I'm going to kick butt and, you know, get so ripped and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yeah, but you also have to be able to get punched in the face.
Yeah, that's part of it. It's not just all punching someone. It's also being able to take a punch and not fall down. It's like that Rocky quote, which I don't have, but maybe I'll.
So I don't think I could do that. I would not want to get punched in the face. And these people are just kind of getting their faces wrecked.
Turned into hamburger.
Yeah, because that's what happened to my sister's husband. Is he boxed so much when he was younger that his nose just got broken so many times that now he has, you know, breathing problems when he's sleeping.
Oh, yeah, because it just keeps on bashing.
His nose was just so messed
up. Bashed in the nose. So that's really a sell. But was there like an adrenaline rush? Was there any point during these boxing matches where you're like, yeah, kill him, kill him? Or no?
No.
Didn't really get into that much?
No.
So
have you ever seen me get into something that much where I yell, kill him, kill him, kill him? I would never do that.
When you're watching Pride
and Prejudice. I don't have balls.
When you watched Pride and Prejudice or one of those movies, you get pretty worked up.
But that's not the same. That's romance.
Oh,
that's
you don't say, kill him. Kiss him.
Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. I watched that and then you're like, yeah, kill
him. Did you watch that on Netflix?
I did, yeah. Why? It actually wasn't bad. It was better than the book. The book was just like, oh, here's Jane Austen. I'm going to write a few things and just like throw in some zombie parts. Mm-hmm. But the main author was Jane Austen still. I didn't really like that. Because I was like, I don't think Jane Austen will really like this if this was happening.
Well, she doesn't really have much of a choice now, does she?
I know she doesn't. But I, you know, putting the author's work in the public domain like that and letting some dude just wreck it with zombies.
Well, anybody can do that. I can do because it is public domain. I could do Pride and Prejudice and Eric if I wanted to. I don't know how, I don't know what the story would be like.
You just change like Mr. Darcy into Eric.
Like, stick with him. Stick with him. Mr. Darcy may be a, like, I'll just be like the guy on the sidelines of like, you know, kind of telling people what to do. He may have a rough exterior, but it'll work out in the end. Whatever sister you are. I can't remember the name of the main sister.
Elizabeth,
he may be a jerk right now, but Mr. Darcy, he's actually a pretty cool dude. And then I'll high five Pride and Prejudice and Eric. You're welcome.
Okay. No, I can't see that working because maybe if you were trying to change it so that it's like for guys instead of women, but anyway, Eric, I just found a really good read on my Kindle,
which I recharged. Apparently, it's been sitting on dust.
I know. I just it's one of those devices that I just kind of forget about it, and then I'm like, oh, here it is. Anyway, oh, now it's not working.
Oh, now the batteries are totally done.
Here, let me see. Please recharge your reader. Please charge your reader. Anyway, I am looking for some good books right now, and I keep finding good books either by listening to, you know, people recommending them on the radio, and then I forget to write them down.
I know that's your skill, Rochelle. You come. I come home from working like, oh, I heard about this great thing on CBC Radio about this author who said these really insightful things, and it made me think really, really hard. I'm like, oh, great, that's fantastic. Who was it? Oh, yeah.
You know what that's called, Eric? Mom brain.
Yeah.
Mommy brain.
That's true.
That's exactly what that is. Except that for me, it never goes away, even when the baby sleeps all through the night.
Yeah.
My mom brain will last forever.
All right. So we will hopefully be able to tell you what these books are. But I saw...
I know. I can just go to their website. I can look it up on there.
It was like some sort of romance you were showing me before we
were doing... Oh, yeah. No, it was a romance thriller.
Oh, those are the best
kind. How to Kill Your Husband.
Oh.
Something like that. Oh no, it was called And Then She Killed Him.
And Then She Killed Him. That sounds great. Soon coming soon to a movie on Slice.
It said it was based on a story from Law and Order.
Really?
That's what it said.
But yeah. Law and Order is ripped from the headlines, isn't it? Is that how
I don't know.
That's what they say.
How it works.
Okay. So And Then She Killed Him. Don't get any ideas, Rochelle.
Well, that's how I tested our frying pans, right? I was like, yeah, these frying pans are good because I could kill you with them. It's like,
well, that's the criteria.
Because the other frying pan, I couldn't. It was too light, which means it's not good.
So if you ladies who are looking to kill their husbands.
Ladies who are looking for good frying pans, that's how you test it. You're like, if I knock my husband in the head with this, will the frying pan retain its shape? And if the answer is no, that means that the frying pan will warp over a couple months and then you'll have a shitty frying pan. So
pro buying tip, if you're looking to fry
up. This is the pro buying tip.
If you're looking to fry up a steak and possibly kill your husband, don't buy Kate Spade frying pans.
Yes, that was quite unfortunate. Those frying pans were beautiful. Made pancakes with them one time and then they were.
Scratched to shit.
What's it called?
The Teflon coating.
Teflon coating came off. Yeah, it was so stupid. And then I went to the Bay store and the guy's like, yeah, these are just kind of, you know, like they look nice, but they don't actually work good. I'm like, why do people make stuff like that? That's ridiculous.
I don't know.
I hate that.
Yeah, but now we have the perfect killing machines upstairs and frying machines too. So
yeah, it's awesome.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Both Rochelle and I saw a movie last week on separate days. It was funny because you texted me last Sunday, in fact, and said, I'm going to go see a movie. I'm going to see this movie, A Quiet Place. And it was just weird because I thought to myself, that is not typically, and I know I'm generalizing here, the kind of movie that you would be into, a big scary type movie.
It's not, but we did we talk about it on the podcast? Or
I know
it?
We talked about the trailer because we were talking about it with Andrea.
Yeah, and it just sounded so interesting. I liked it.
So you saw it at a theater?
And also you were saying that people were like having heart attacks from seeing it and stuff.
That
piqued my interest. What can I say? Like, I do like a good thriller. I don't like, you know, movies that have so much scary action and stuff and shooting and fighting and stuff. I find that boring.
Yeah,
but if there's a really good story and it's really going to scare you, I think that's interesting.
Okay, so
yeah,
go ahead. You saw the movie where the seats shake.
Yeah, I actually found it really distracting because I was really into the movie, and then all of a sudden I was like, "What? Why am I shaking? What's going on?" And just kind of it was a bit much. I didn't really like it.
Didn't really enhance the experience, is what you're saying?
No, and the theater I went to, the person gave me this stale bag of popcorn.
You did see it on a 9 o'clock on a Sunday or late show on a Sunday, right?
It was 8 o'clock.
On a Sunday.
But you know what? The theater was busy after that for the later show on the Sunday. It was busy. Mm-hmm. But it was really gross popcorn. I was so disappointed because, you know, you're just like, oh, I'm really looking forward to this. And then you get there and the popcorn sucks.
Bad news.
So overpriced.
So Rochelle came back. She's like, oh, I saw this movie. And I had been wanting to see this movie. So I'm like, don't tell me anything about it. I want to see it. So I saw it the next day. And before I tell you what my experience was, I'll kind of give the general gist of the movie without spoiling too much. It's basically, it follows this family. Post-apocalyptic, some crazy stuff has gone on with these things which are attracted to sound and kill most of the humans. So this family has to live out their lives in basically in complete silence. They don't really speak. They are very, very careful about any noise they make in so that they don't attract these creatures. And then crazy shit happens. So
and one of their daughters is deaf, so they all know sign language because they all had to communicate to her anyway beforehand. And the thing I found interesting was there were things that you wouldn't have thought about that make so much noise, like plates.
Plates. Yeah, because they were eating with hands.
Yeah. Shoes.
Yeah, it's true.
Crunching leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, these crazy creatures are attracted to sound. This family has to live quietly. So, consequently, the movie was very, very silent for the most part. And very and watching it, you got very anxious about the lack of noise or any time that the noise was made. So about an hour and a half of this movie came out. I came out of it and I just wanted the world to be very quiet. And so coming out of a movie around 6 o'clock and then going back home to the chaos that is dinner with two small children, I kind of got a bit anxious and kind of got a bit weird. I have to say, like, I just was really agitated. I'm like, why is everybody being so loud? Be quiet. Just shh. Did you feel that way when you came out of the movie? When you just wanted the world to keep on being quiet?
No, I was just trying to figure out how I could be more quiet, how I could do things more quiet. I really noticed all the noises that I was making, you know, when I was getting ready, like putting my toothbrush down or you know, just like little things like that. I'm like, oh, wow, you do unintentionally make a lot of noise mm-hmm. all the time. And then I was trying to explain to my son, who's five, almost six, this idea. And I was hoping that I could get it into his head that maybe he should try to learn to be quiet all the time. Monsters won't get him. And you know what? It didn't work. Because he knows that the monsters are not real.
Yeah.
And there was no way to persuade him to be quiet. So, mm-hmm. It didn't really work.
Didn't really work, unfortunately. Yeah, I was...
And the part in the movie that made me really, really worried was this lady was pregnant.
Oh, yeah, that was...
And I'm like, how are you going to do this?
Because I know how...
With a baby.
How loud are... 10-month-old is.
Yeah, and you can't predict when they're going to be crying, when they're going to be happy or sad.
And they did try and build like a soundproof room, but still, like, it's a baby. Babies make noise. It's no way around it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was fun, and...
That really scared me. And, you know, her having to give birth in quiet. I'm like, how are they going to do this?
Yeah. These things.
Yeah.
So... I liked it. I liked that. I also liked the fact that it was exactly the right length of time. It's an hour and a half. I checked it out afterwards. It's like, yeah, that's exactly the amount of time I need to see this type of movie. I don't need a long, drawn out.
Yeah, it was perfect.
Like, you're in, you're out. Boom.
There was no dragging on about it. It was really good. I thought the acting was really, really good. Mm-hmm. I like that guy. He's from The Office, right?
Yeah.
The American Office.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was really good. And I can't remember what the lady's name is. The female actress.
Oh, man.
Well, she's a comedian, isn't she normally?
Don't ask me. Let's check the internet.
Hey. Anyway, so I found the acting to be really good. The kids that were in it were really good. I don't know. I liked it. And I like post-apocalyptic sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Who's in it? All right. We got... Emily Blunt,
yeah.
And John Krasinski, who are married in real life, apparently. Who knew?
Apparently. Oh, my goodness. And their littlest child is named Bo.
I know. That's the one who...
gets...
Yeah.
Oh, that's our son's name.
Yeah.
Anyway, I do recommend it to anybody. I was worried that I'd be a little bit too scared, but I was not too scared. It was fine.
I was mostly annoyed with the world afterwards. So there's my review. It's like, if you're an anxious person and you get want to be worked up by a movie, this is the one to do it to you.
Yeah, then you just have to wear like those soundproofing headphones
for the rest of your life, basically.
Or maybe, you know what? Maybe the whole movie is a theory about how parents get when their children are too noisy, they turn into those aliens that eat people.
And
that's you, Eric. That's you.
That is me.
You're the alien.
And now watch this excellent segue I'm about to do, Rochelle. This is perfect. And talking about from one annoying sound to another, I have a great story about a nightclub DJ who was beaten up after playing Despacito for the 10th time in an evening. A serious quarrel happened I could never pronounce this word. Maybe I've not done enough drugs. Ibiza. whatever, nightclub after a group of heated young men went upstairs towards the DJ booth for hitting and kicking him. Security staff were barely able to cope with the mess and had to call the police that fast enough. Was this like Google translated? It makes no sense. Arrested the four attackers and took them to the station. One of them alleged that the DJ played Despacito all night, and they had warned him to stop playing it because they were fed up, but they kept on challenging him. And he kept on doing it. When they got to the 10th time, they took them over the edge. It pushed them over the edge, and they decided to go up and beat the crap out of him. Despite the police officers understanding their grievances, they had to now... This was a poorly translated article. They basically said, you can't work problems out like that. So, yeah, right. That being said. Let's get to 11. I forgot the song works up for a bit.
Eric, you're the DJ that is fired, okay? This lady looks like Michael Jackson.
Aye.
Sabes que ya llevo un rato mirándote. Tengo que bailar con...
I'll be continuing playing this throughout the show, so if you want to come and beat me up, through the internet. And we kind of like this song. You love this song last year. It was like your jam.
Never said it was my jam. Don't talk like that.
You loved it. You could not get enough of Despacito.
No, I liked the Sorry one. I thought that one was really good. One's really catchy. Justin Bieber Sorry.
Yeah.
I do the Despacito one. Yeah, it's fun to dance to. It's catchy. Mm-hmm. Can I say? Too old to be picky about music and pretend to be cool. I'm not cool at all. I just like what I like. That's it.
Rochelle, you're cool to me.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. This is an interesting story about a 12-year-old who just got fed up with his parents and decided to take off for a while.
It was great. Because I wanted to go on an adventure.
Oh, you're not going to believe what this kid's been up to.
12 years age, escaped from Australia. And then the parents was a little bit worried.
Shocked, disgusted. There's no emotion to feel what we felt when we found that he left overseas.
That was a week you won't forget.
Hopefully not.
The 12-year-old boy who took himself across Australia and on to Bali. On his own, with not a parent in tow. And don't think it couldn't happen to you.
So a child can have an argument with their parents and leave the country.
He just doesn't like the word no. And that's what I got, a kid in Indonesia.
And
so this kid got fed up with his parents, stole their credit card, took his little scooter to the airport, his little push scooter that he was riding, bought himself a ticket to Bali, and at no point did anybody along the, in the airport industry, no red flags were raised. Like, why is this kid, 12-year-old kid, 11-year-old kid, no one questioned it the entire point in time. And he got on because
that's pretty amazing that one questioned.
I know. So,
I wonder at what age do you need to have somebody on the plane,
like a chaperone or
it might be over a certain. He might be over that age, or maybe he looked older.
I don't know how they do things in Australia, but this kid was able to pull it off after an argument.
So I wish that I did that when I was.
Did you
a kid.
Ever run away as like a small child? I remember like when I was... I think when I was five or maybe six or seven, I threatened to run away because I can't remember what argument I got into with my parents. I'm like, I'm running away. And then I got like three or four houses down and I said, I'm hungry. I'm going home. And that was basically the extent of my independent streak. Like, my place has snacks. Okay. And then I came home. A little Butterball Eric wanted some snacks. Yeah.
I can totally see you doing that.
Yeah. I'm going home, you guys.
I threatened to my parents that I was going to run away. And then my parents were just like, okay, go. And I was like, what?
they called, like, your bluff?
It's no fun if you actually just let me go.
Yeah, yeah. And you said, no, but really, I'm running away.
And they're like, yeah, go.
All right, we'll see you guys later. Yeah.
They're like, you...
write a postcard.
They're like, you can see how difficult it is in the world. You can see how hard it is to get a roof over your head and buy food.
Yeah.
So go. Vi que tu mirada ya estaba llamándome. Muéstrame el camino que yo voy.
Anyways, moving along.
Oh my goodness. When you're watching this video with your young son,
yeah,
you realize how sexualized all the women are in it.
Yeah, it's funny because,
like, it makes me so uncomfortable for him to look at that.
Yeah, we're so inundated with sexual images that when you have a young child in the room, you're like, oh yeah, asses. That's asses and boobs. Yeah, let's just put on Thomas the Train or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's just so messed up. I really want to talk about this movie that I watched because it was so great, but I can't remember what the title is. And Eric, I need your help.
All right.
Because I did tell you about it. It's that one.
Give me some clues.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
And it's about a man who is kind of meaningless, sexist.
I know it is, because I started watching it, so it'll be my recent history of...
Yes, and so what happens is he gets a taste of his own medicine.
I Am Not an Easy Man.
I Am Not an Easy Man. Oops. So he ends up kind of getting...
Okay!
Yeah, what are you doing? He ends up getting...
Anyways, I'll stop.
He ends up getting a taste of his own medicine. Stop it. Okay. You're the worst.
No, Netflix has...
Eric, DJ, bad.
No, Netflix, autoplay, fuck off.
Okay, fine. I understand that. Okay, so anyway, so he ends up getting a taste of his own medicine. He gets a concussion. And when he wakes up, he's in a whole different world where the whole sexual roles are reversed, where... Basically, the women are like men and the men are like women. So, you know how women are sexualized. They all have to, like, get their hair done, get things waxed, always look pretty, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. So then all of a sudden he has to do all this stuff and he realizes how ridiculous it is.
Yeah.
And it's great because, and then you see these women who are, like, you know, running.
It's running
topless on the street or, like, not shaving their armpits and just, you know, no makeup. And
this was like an Italian movie,
The whole roles are reversed. Yeah, the whole sexual gender stereotypes are reversed, I guess, because it's not really roles.
You know, I started watching that and looked great. I was into it for like the first 15 minutes and then I just went back watching Terrace House. Because that's really the only show I like to watch ever.
You're addicted to that show.
It is the best show.
No,
and
it's
I will, not. I will scream it from the mountaintops a million times. Anyways, that's what I got to say.
I recommend that movie.
Okay,
it's very good.
I want to talk about. I feel like there's so much to talk about, but this is. Do I want to talk about a Hollywood sex cult, or do I want to talk about Craigslist? It's such a conundrum I am in, Rochelle.
What's this Hollywood sex cult?
Oh man! Okay, fine. this is the short version of what's going on here.
In the mission statement, you're indoctrinated to believe that.
Sorry, wrong clip.
Smallville star Allison Mack was arrested on Friday in connection with a case involving an alleged cult leader. The 35-year-old actress has been charged with sex trafficking conspiracy, and forced labor conspiracy, along with NXIVM cult leader Keith Raniere, also known as Vanguard. United States Attorney Richard...
I'm sorry. If I was a cult leader, Vanguard is a pretty kick-ass name.
Can you just do that? Can you just be like, huh, my name is Eric Skilling, also known as...
I know.
What?
I know, that's like, I need a proper...
What's that name that, not Gillette, razor blades that...
Schick?
No.
I don't know.
You wanted to name our child, it starts with an R.
I don't know. I can't remember what you're talking about.
I can't remember either. It sounds like a last name, but it's actually a first name.
I would have to consult the...
Anyway, can you do that? Can you just say that you're also known as blah, blah, blah?
You know,
like,
what?
Just change it?
If you have a Hollywood sex cult, you can definitely do that. I mean,
and how do you get a Hollywood sex cult?
Is there a book on Amazon I can buy, like a how-to, like starting a Hollywood sex cult for dummies?
You'd have to persuade people with drugs.
I'm sure that's part of it.
Yeah.
I think you have to have a very strong personality. I need to work on that if I ever decide to do up the cult thing.
Yeah, I don't think you have the right personality to do that.
It's like a workshop I can go do that'll help me out on that. Be the right cult leader personality.
No, I think it's just something that you're just... It's just a natural, like you're born with it. You're born with that sort of like personality that's just like our son could do it. He makes friends everywhere he goes. He could be it.
Our future cult leader, son.
Future cult leader.
Okay. Let's just see how this weird cult thing pans out.
Donahue said in a statement, as alleged in the indictment, Allison Mack recruited women to join what was purported to be a female mentorship group that was, in fact, created and led by Keith Raniere. He added, the victims were then exploited both sexually and for their labor to the defendant's benefit. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, over the past two decades, Raniere founded a series of self-help programs under the name NXIVM, based in Albany, New York, with centers in the United States, Mexico, Canada, and South America. Mack and other cult masters allegedly recruited slaves by telling them they were joining a women-only organization that would empower them and eradicate purported weaknesses that the NXIVM curriculum taught.
I'm sorry, but there's
that's a huge difference.
You know, there's the sell. It's like, oh yeah, we're about empowering women and, like, you know, helping out. No, we want to recruit you into a cult and
have you as a sex slave. I think that you'd probably pick up on that being different when you got there.
You know, but no, but not necessarily. Like, you know, because they kind of ease you into it. It's like, not like they, it's like you walk in the doors and go, they go, ha ha, we tricked you.
Yeah, Eric, I know that.
We got you.
But after a couple meetings, you're like, wait a minute, this is not really going in the direction that.
Yeah. So. Funny because I've been wanting to talk about this for a while, but it all kind of played out recently where Allison Mack got arrested and this guy, Keith Raniere, also got arrested. So it's going to get crazy. And they're already planning
I think it would be a very, very good time to start some sort of cult because people are kind of lonely. It'd be pretty easy.
Right. Well, let's cook up some plans after the show. We'll dust off your sewing machine. We'll buy a whole lot of purple silk and we'll make some robes. All right.
Yeah. And what will our cult be about?
Well, we'll have to flesh out the details after the show, but I want a cool name. I definitely want a cool name.
Purple People Eaters.
No,
I don't know. What's a cool name?
That's not cool. We'll figure something out.
Oh, you mean like you have a good... You're saying that you're going to be the cult leader?
If he gets to have a name like Vanguard, I want an equally as cool name if I'm a cult helper outer.
The Wizard.
With like three Zs or something like that.
Wiz.
Oh, that's stupid. All right, let's wrap it.
Were common in women. FBI Assistant Director in Charge William F. Sweeney said in a statement, "As the pyramid scheme continues to unravel, we ask anyone who might have been a victim to reach out to us with information that may further our investigation." Max representatives have not yet responded to a request for comment. To read more on this story, head to THR.com. For the Hollywood Reporter News, I'm Brian Perica.
Nope. So, yeah, so I'm seriously thinking that is my next career move, Rochelle. I want a cool name.
Yeah, you want a cool name, but you can't. You're I'm sorry, Eric. You're not going to be a cult leader. You just can't do it.
You don't think I have it in me?
No, I don't think you do.
What do you think? You could be a cult leader?
No.
Oh.
I don't think I could. I'm not crazy enough.
It's like we need all the components.
I don't want to. I want to stay far away from a whole bunch of other people as possible.
Okay.
Because you know what people can do? People can be really, really, really mean. Like if all of a sudden one person's like, "Hey, this is not real." And then he tells the other person, and then all of a sudden you have like 500 people who are like, "You're fake. We hate you." And then they all start throwing one little rock at you. And pretty soon you get stoned to death. Mm-hmm. That's what will happen.
Okay.
I don't want to take my chances.
All right. I found a crazy Craigslist post. This almost reads like poetry. I almost feel like...
Well, can I read it?
Yeah, before we do that, I feel like I need to cue up the right music here. So let me just... Give me 1 second.
Just wait one second. Calgary section, community, and in this section, missed connections.
Okay, give me 1 second here. I'll do some smooth jazz here.
Esther, man for woman. There's a woman at my work with the name Esther. I can't stop thinking about her. She's so pretty. I need a Barry White voice.
Oh, yeah.
When she smiles, I just want to keep smiling at me. Want her to keep smiling at me. I know that I'm too old for her. She deserves so much better than me. I wish I was more of what she wanted in a man. Because I so... want to be her man.
That's the way it's spelled out with like a lot of O-O-O's?
Yeah, okay. He did write that. I didn't write that. I left a note in her locker with my number. She hasn't called or texted me. All I hope is that I haven't grossed her out or insulted her by doing so. That would be the total opposite intent that I had. I just want to hold her in my arms and be on the receiving end of her beautiful smile. She's the kind of woman men write songs about. I can't stop thinking about her. Oh well, nothing gonna happen. Time to move on. Wednesday, April 11th, 2018. Friday, April 13th. Why do I have fall for women who don't care or give a shit about me? She's totally out of my league. Yet I can't get her out of my head. God just put me out of this misery. She smiled at me again today. She's so beautiful. Ah.
Wow.
Wow, that's sexual frustration right there.
I got another one here. This is also from the Missed Connections section in Craigslist. Bonus Sportsplex connection. This is a long shot, but we met today at the Bonus Sportsplex. We chatted about my rancid shirt and a couple of other bands. I was stupid and didn't even think to give you my number. Hopefully you will see this. If you see this, what other bands did we talk about?
Bear driving the 46 tonight, man for man. Beddington. Oh,
I know, that's why I picked it out. Like, I know that bus.
Oh, that's what the bus, it's a bus number.
Yeah, I never ride the 46 though, but I am familiar with it.
This is a long shot, but you were so sexy. You were the Bald Bear driving the route 46 bus tonight around 11 p.m. You look so great in your uniform. It hugged your body so nicely. I tried not to stare or check you out too much, but I couldn't help myself. I was the young bear in the front row trying to hide his growing bulge. If this is you, let me know what I was wearing. I'd love to see more.
All right, there was some highlights from the recent Craigslist misconnection section here. So what can I say about that? Apparently there's some romance going on in my neighborhood. Who knew?
I hope they connect, Eric.
I hope those two dudes connect.
No, I hope all those people connect. Yeah. Except for that first one that seemed kind of like the guy. Seemed like a scenario where the woman was just trying to smile at him to be friendly and to be nice. And I think he was getting the wrong idea from it.
I hear what you're saying.
Just kind of sucks.
Solo con pensarlo se acelera el pulso. Oh yeah, ya me está gustando más de lo normal. Todo mi sentido va.
Anyways, moving along.
You think it's funny, but you know what? People are probably going to stop listening to our podcast because you're bad DJing.
Yeah, they'll just find my house and just give me a slap across the face. Enough, Eric. Enough. Let's move into some Eurovision stuff. It is coming down to the wire. The contest is coming in a couple weeks, May 12th, 2018. The finals of the Eurovision Song Contest. That's 2 weeks away, Rochelle. Are you getting excited?
Getting excited.
We've talked a lot about some of the songs, but you know what? Let's explain the contest quickly for those who are first-time listeners, of which we might have some. It's a big, big song contest which happens every year in Europe. Most of the countries in Europe participate. It's been going on for 60 years. Every country sends an original song, which is performed live in front of millions and millions and millions of people. What can I say? This is the Eurovision Song Contest for 2018. Rochelle, would you pick a song that we're going to listen to? I'll just keep on scrolling here.
Are those all the ones we haven't listened to yet?
These are just all 43 songs. Some we have listened to, some we have not.
Okay, well, so I don't know which you pick because I don't know which one we've done already.
I don't think we've listened to Lithuania. So this is Aiva Zasimakaitė When We're Old. Oh, I'm the worst at pronouncing.
From Lithuania.
The first time we met, we've come a long way since then, and I would do it all again. From your very first smile, I knew that I'd walk a mile. See, it's for real when you know you never wanna let go.
These are the reasons I can't let you go. Oh, let's sing this song.
I'm not afraid to grow old if I have your hand to hold.
All right, that was Lithuania's entry. Iva Zasimaukaitė, whatever, I fucked up the pronunciation. When We're Old, that's her song. What do you think, Rochelle?
I liked it.
It is very pleasant.
Yeah.
It's very pleasant. Do you think it's going to make it to the finals? Pause.
I think so. Sometimes it's hard. If there's a lot of slow songs, I think sometimes some of them get lost. So yeah. It just depends.
Mm-hmm. I think it'll make it to the finals. I'm not sure if it's a winner, but I think it'll do half decent because there's a lot of, you know what? There's a lot of stinkers this year.
There is a lot of stinkers, yeah.
But let's see if this one's going to be a stinker. This is a Laura Rizzotto, Funny Girl, representing Latvia. Let's have a listen.
But now I'm falling, the punchline is getting old. Cause I've been keeping to myself for way too long, yeah. Ain't it funny, ain't it funny, I made you laugh every time we spoke. I locked my heart in hesitation, but somehow you cracked the code. I tore down my walls and wrecked the ceiling. Ready to bear it all, but you're looking at her, she's looking at you. I'm falling apart. What can I do to make you feel that way about me too? Yeah, yeah. And it's getting hard. I'm not gonna lie. To keep in the dark, I'm getting inside. When you walk in, smelling like her perfume. What was I thinking? I'm just the funny girl to you. Can you feel me? Can you feel me? Like a fire rising in the smoke. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Open up with every note. Cause I've been playing to myself for way too long. Oh, I tore down my walls and I wrecked the ceiling.
That was Laura Rizzotto, Funny Girl, representing Latvia. Not sure what the song. I do think I like the imagery in the video. I thought that was interesting. But the song, kind of not really feeling it.
What do you think? It's okay. It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not.
You know what? I have to say it, like looking at the title of some of the other videos that we watched, my favorite so far is still Rasmussen Higher Ground.
Sorry, what?
Rasmussen Higher Ground for Denmark. Remember that one we watched the very Game of Thrones-y?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that one was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. But
I don't know. Like, I kind of understand this one. It's like supposed to be...
Mm-hmm.
kind of jazzy or something.
It is jazzy. It has that kind of jazzy feel, but
I'm not hating it. Yeah.
Right. Let's
it's just fine though.
It's
I give it 5 out of 10.
Wow.
Maybe 6 out of 10.
Rochelle.
That's just like it's just okay. It's
you, you always sorry, Rochelle, you always give me shit for like not standing my ground. It's like because whenever we get into something, it's like, well, how do you feel about this, Eric? Well, I'm like, oh, I feel a solid 6 out of 10. He's like, you can't say that, Eric.
What do you mean?
You know, when on other things we talk about, it's like, you know, it's like you, whenever we talk about you want my opinion on something.
Okay, but I know, but you always give the middle ground. You can't. You have to have some sort of an opinion on something. If I'm rating a song, it's okay to give it 5 out of 10. It's not like saying, do you want to go blah, blah, blah to blah, blah, blah? And you're like, maybe. It's like, well, no, that's just not an answer. That's what I'm saying.
That's not an answer. All right.
To give a song a middle rating is fine. But you give everything a middle rating.
I give everything a middle rating.
You're like, yeah, it's all right. I'm like,
what does all right mean?
Like, don't you actually like something or not like something? You're like, yeah, it's all right. I'm like, oh my goodness, everything's all right. Like, why do I even ask you everything if everything's all right?
All right. I give you.
That's what I'm talking
about.
I
give your response on that a 5 out of 10.
You're like, yeah, it's all right.
Okay, let's you know what? I just want
to. I know what your name, your secret awesome name should be.
What?
Like, middleman.
That's my goal.
You're like, you're just always like.
Man in the middle.
No, how about average?
No.
Just average. Just an average guy.
Just guy.
Everything's average all the time. You're just like, yeah, it's average.
Yeah, I'm just an average guy. I like my. I like my khakis pleated. I like my.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Average in your brain.
I only feel like listening to one more song, so I'm going to do it. This is Ukraine, Under the Ladder by Melovan.
Okay, and I just have to say, you have to watch this video because it's pretty awesome.
Okay, so I
I watched it really late at night, and I was really tired, and then all of a sudden stuff started to happen, and I was like, what? This is good.
All right, let's have a listen to Melovan, Under the Ladder. Ukraine.
Thin in the trial, help me to unravel, don't go off my innocence inside. Things but to be solved. Oh, I won't get any better. Oh, I won't get a letter. Shout out just one reason, what it's for. You can see the whole your hope goes you a lie. Fears begin to ravel. Nothing but you will set you on fire. Fire lasts forever. Oh, can't get any better. Oh, dancing at the ladder. If you dare, someone's you waiting for. See the order of the weather. There the wind's all in there of the sphere. Oh, and it has always been. I will never. That decision has got to be made. You can see the order of the weather.
That was Melvin with Under the Ladder representing Ukraine.
Okay, that's my favorite.
And it rocks all day. Songs rock.
What?
And it rocks all day.
Oh, rocks all day. All right. We have, a third opinion here.
I like it because it has sort of, you know, the Cure vibe to it, but then it's still poppy too, and it's really catchy.
You know, this is the one type of Eurovision song that I pleasantly like every year. That kind of upbeat
pop.
Yeah, and it seemed like there was a lot of a lack of that this year, and I was, you know, Ukraine brought it, so there you go. If you're watching the video, and I recommend you watching the video, you are in for a pleasant surprise at the end.
Yeah. And this was the best song ever. So make sure you can hear it whenever you want to. And if you ever go home. Or okay, Siri. Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Thank you, Bo.
What else did you like? What's your favorite
song? Oh, they showed the fire on the fair stairs, like... What that guy's playing on, make playing the song on.
Yeah, the piano.
On the stairs, yeah, the ladder.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, I know, that's really cool. I think that's maybe why the song is called Under the Ladder.
Oh, okay. That is interesting. Out.
There's fire under the ladder.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's really cool. Like... I don't really see that very often in other songs.
No, you definitely don't see pianos on fire or fire underneath pianos in a lot of songs. And I think this is one of the first songs where I've seen
you're
that.
You're a good reviewer, Bo.
Yeah,
what do you think about this song that Dad is going to play?
No, I'm not going to play that one for him. Okay. I'm not going to play Despacito for the five-year-old.
No, he already knows it.
Well, I'm not going to play it. He doesn't need to see. Based on what we talked about before, Rochelle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Bo, can you tell us what was your best thing this week?
Having a picnic at a park with my friends yesterday.
Oh, yeah. And why did you like it so much?
That's a good...
Because it was fun. Because we got to play a little bit and go for a walk and eat.
Yeah, those are all very good things.
Yeah.
Very nice day.
Yeah. And that's like... Really?
Yeah, that was
fun
great.
Yesterday.
Would you give the picnic yesterday a thumbs up or a thumbs down?
A thumbs up.
Yeah.
Nice. Dad, what was your favorite thing this
week? I think the picnic was also mine. It was nice to get out.
Well, I really liked talking about my art to other people this week. That was really fun.
What's that?
I liked talking about my art to other people.
Yeah, no,
that was really fun. And setting up my Instagram account has been awesome.
You're
Rochelle
welcome.
Skilling Art is my Instagram account.
Yeah.
If you want to check it out.
Check it out. Check all the drawings that Rochelle's been up to and all the stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was really the best.
It was the best.
And Mama does like really good paintings.
Oh, wow.
And
wow.
Best drawings and best paintings.
Yes. Thank you, Bo.
That's nice. Okay.
All right. You want to say goodbye?
Bye.
Well, what else do you want to talk about?
I want to hear the pasito.
Despacito. Quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído. Para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito. Quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firma las paredes de tu laberinto. Y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito.
Enough. People are gonna come to the headquarters and knock on our door. Say enough. You can watch it later, Bo.
Yeah,
you can listen to it later. You can't watch the video.
Thank you for listening to Tip Tap Tip.
Thank you for listening to Tip Tap Tip.
Oh, okay. All right, we'll see you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, we'll see you in a bit.
Oh, you thought I was here. Nah, I was just waiting for the right time. Can't let you experience all this. Here we are. What's up? Your body is the game. Fuck the lames, fuck the fame. I am the controller. body is a game. Fuck the lame, fuck the fame.
Anyways, thanks for listening to Tip Tap Tip. A lot of things we talked about, Hollywood sex cults, Eurovision, Craigslist, etc., etc. Again, Rochelle Skilling Art on Instagram. We are also on Instagram, Tip Tap Tip Show, where you'll find clips and behind-the-scenes stuff from what we do here in our little factory
yes,
of podcasting.
Yes, now I can see why you did not play the end song with our child in the room.
Yeah. You know, like a... You know, some things are more appropriate than others.
Really? I had no idea.
All right. Anyways, appreciate you listening. Keep on listening. If you have anything you want to say, info@tiptaptip.com. We will see you later.
Bye.
My name is Eric. Bye.
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 Your body is a game. Fuck the lame. Fuck the fame. I am the controller. Evian, packs all in my bag. The hoes on my back. Evian, packs all in my bag. The hoes on my back. Evian, packs all in my bag. The hoes on my back. Get your ass up on the dance floor. Girl, you a maniac. Your body is a game. Fuck the lanes, fuck the fame. I am the controller. Your body is a game. Fuck the lanes, fuck the fame. I am the controller. Your body is a chain. Fuck your brain, fuck your man. I am the promoter. Your body is a chain. Fuck your brain, fuck your man. I am the promoter. Got more. Throw some sub in that bitch.
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 Find a rhythm that'll make you